Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, everyone. This is Monique Ruffin. I am the author of Open Your American Heart, From Personal Responsibility to Collective Accountability. And this upcoming Tuesday, November 6th, is the day that we elect the next president of the United States. And guess what? We need your vote. We need you to participate. Our children need you to participate. Everything is hinging on your vote. So if you haven't voted already, like millions of Americans already have, casted an early vote, if you've not already done that, it is time that you get yourself up on November 6th and get into those booths and vote. Vote your heart. Vote your consciousness. Vote your belief system. Vote for the best person that you know will serve this nation for our future, and for us to be the best America that we can be. But when you vote, you have to understand that you matter. You matter as much as the president. You matter as much as the Secretary of State. Your vote matters more now than any time in the past, because this election alone will decide our future. It is the most critical election of our time. Not only is it critical because of policies that will follow, several Supreme Court justices will be appointed, it also matters because we are more spiritually awake and more open-hearted and conscious as a nation than we have ever been before. I know it looks like we're more divided than we ever have been before, but chaos also always is included with spiritual evolution. So go out and participate and give your energy and your heart, and know that what you do will matter for all of us, because we are all connected. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the voting booth on November 6th.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Changing me, opening my time blind. Yes, yes, and yes, I thank you. I thank you for opening my time-blinded eyes. I give thanks for this moment called now. I give thanks for life that is eternal. I give thanks for all of life, and I embrace it all. I stand with others who are being grateful right now. We are so grateful that our time-blinded eyes has been opened. We know the truth of who we really are, that we stand in that place of love and embrace ourselves and feel the love and radiate the love out there into our neighborhood, into our community, into our states and the nation and across the world, because we are one and we need each other. So from that place of gratitude, I welcome you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to life. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist, simply because you exist. You make a difference because you are that place where God gets to express himself, where God gets to express herself, where God gets to express itself. You are that place where other people get to recognize who and what God is. You make a difference. No separation, all one. Even if they're not in the body, you're connected. Know that to be the truth. But we want to entertain the intellectual mind today and just dispel the myth of death. And some of us want to connect with our loved ones. We're going to squeeze all in and just let the dance happen through us. The music is already playing. God is the DJ, you know? And your awareness is the dance floor. Just where you are. Because if your awareness and your consciousness is not in the light, please, I'm feeling this music. Why are they always playing this music? I wish you could just stop. No, but your awareness, your consciousness is a place of receptivity, embracing all of life. Oh, you're ready to dance. Dancing with this side of the veil and the spirit side of the veil. Who said there's a veil? I'm making it up. But that's what we do on this planet. This small plane called planet Earth. We separate, but it's all good. It's all God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. We started the show off with a lot of things, commercials and jingles and Carly Jackson reminding us that we are truly the delight of God. We are free, we are whole, and we are love. Not just loved. We are loved. Beloved, you are loved. But guess what? You are love. So if you're not feeling loved, you may need to open up a little bit so you can feel yourself. Get so full of yourself that you can't help but just bubble over. So you're full of yourself. You're damn right I'm full of myself. I go, oh, this love, I can't keep it to myself. I got to be full of myself and overflow. And Ricky Byers-Beckwith is reminding us to be grateful, to be thankful. As our time-blinded eyes has been opened. And sometimes it opens and then it closes and it opens and then sometimes like, I don't want to see what I'm seeing. I don't want to know. La, 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 don't talk to me. It's all the journey of life. But once they're open, no matter how hard you try to close it, you are going to see. You can deny it. You can play dumb. You can play dead. But once your eyes are open, you are responsible. Yes, you are. Yes, you are responsible to show up. To be part of the change. Don't expect others to do it. Don't just wait for others to do it. You are the change. Yes, and speaking of change, we just send out the healing love vibration to those in New Jersey, in New York. People who were in the path of Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm, whatever name they called it. And we send that healing energy to family members, to friends who are still dealing with the aftermath. We send the energy to people across the world. That we, to remind them that we're standing with you. We're standing for you. As I said last week, some of us are going through our own superstorm. There are no crack cameras and no news to say what's going on, but we include you in this prayer consciousness. All is well if you're listening to this, and even if you're not, we're connected with you. So we're sending the healing vibration to you right now. You're feeling something in your back, in your solar plexus. Something in your heart is saying, you know, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me, but I trust the process. There is God in this. There is good in this. And even if you don't see the good right now, there is good in that too. No accidents. All is truly well. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Live, that is. Of course, the shows are archived, so we're here 24-7, really. But if you want to catch us live, if you want to just kind of dance with us, if you want to let us know you are alive, we are here for you 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Wednesday. Are you enjoying the falling back of the hour? I am. I don't know if it's because we so-called went back in an hour. It's just in my mind. But I feel like, ooh, I got more time. And I don't care. I'm just grateful for feeling like that, for getting up extra early. And my mind's saying, well, you know that would be whatever time. What today would be like, you know that would be 9:30. I don't care. My clock says 8:20 or 8:28 or whatever it said. That's what time I woke up. Yes, I am your host, your nutty professor, your brother, your sister, your friend. I am all that is. I am everything. Life Coach Ade, Life Coach Ade, Life Coach Ads, whatever you want to call me, as long as it reflects the essence of who and what God is, I say yes. One more day to the election. We treat it like it's a big day. It actually is a big day, but the point I'm making is it's so important to know that, yes, tomorrow symbolizes a big change is going to happen in our lives. So we're encouraging you to vote. I don't give a whatever who you're voting for. Vote. Vote your consciousness. Because the choices we are making, we're going to make tomorrow, it's going to affect us. Yes, we're spiritual beings, but you know what? You are a soul in the body, and it's all part of the world. Even politics is part of the process. It's not separated from your spiritual self. If you think politics and spirituality are separate, you are missing out. You need to think again. They go hand in hand. Because the choice you make would affect somebody else's life. And that person may end up being your daughter-in-law, son-in-law, your neighbor, your coworker. Think about it. It's a web. You pull on one part of that web and everything comes tumbling down. The good news is, in the midst of that, God is there. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Lots going on. It looks like energetically, Brother Mercury is like, hey, wait, I'm around. It's like people are getting dropped, but that's fine. Just stay connected. Mercury retrograding or denigrating or degrading, who cares? You are so much more than the planet. You are the planet. There's a time you need to just pull back and look at your life from a different perspective and say, you know, what's really going on? I need to take a look at that contract. I need to rethink my business. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to address an argument. Don't be afraid to address something that's on your mind. Interesting. You know, it's all happening during the election. So much is happening. You got to remember who you are. No matter what, that's your responsibility. You have the ability to respond to life from a place of empowerment. Or, if you choose the opposite, you have the choice to respond to life from a place of love or from a place of fear. You have that ability. What you going to choose? What you going to choose? What are you going to be? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. It's the number. We have people lining up. And while I'm saying that, let me tell you this before I forget, because when I start talking to Joanne, I'm going to get so wrapped up in her, I might forget you guys exist. But it's impossible, because if you tune in to me and tune in to her, you will get everything you need. So here's the deal. If you're new to Life Conversations Radio, the deal is when we bring psychics, psychic mediums, readers, tarot card readers, whatever they do, we like to educate, teach as well. So we're going to start the show off with some teaching. We're going to start the show off with some teaching. We're dispelling the myth about death. And I got to tell you now, I got lots of questions. I may do something that I don't do often. I got a lot of questions. So I might just fire questions to Joanne, things that were just coming to me today. I'm like, wait, slow down. So that we can all understand this thing called death. Sometimes we're afraid of it. We'll talk more about that. And some of us want to communicate with our loved ones right now. We don't want to even dispel no myth. I don't care about myth. I just want to know if my husband is fine. Well, we may get to you or not. That's the truth in advance. You know, they say truth will set you free. But first of all, it may piss you off. So we may not get to you. That's the truth. But what I do invite you to do is to stay connected so that even if we don't take your call, we will take your question. You get that? If we don't take your call, we will take your question. If I have to explain that, then never mind. Just keep listening. what do I need to tell you? 347-426-3346 is the number. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press key one. Okay, press key one. Key one on your pad. Make sure you press one on your keypad. There you go, so that we can come to you. And if you have any questions and comments, we'll kind of dance. Because, so if you can't get through on the phone, here's another opportunity. If your question is so yummy and so universally beneficial to everybody, we might come to it. We might take your question. So you can post it on the Ask Life Coach at a like page or fan page. That's the Ask Life Coach at a, that's A-D-E, Ask Life Coach at a fan page or like page, whatever you call it. I still say fan page sometimes. Because I got some fans. What can I say? I'm a superstar. I know who I am. I'm owning it. I'm embracing the truth. Okay, enough already. So anyway, if you don't do Facebook, don't want to share your questions and thoughts with the world because, you know, nothing is secret on Facebook. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. A menu that says Life Conversations Radio. Hover on that, and then there's another Ask Life Coach Addy. Yeah, you're just the way it is right now. Click on that. There's an email. Send it in. If you don't want us to say your name, we won't, but why not? Be true to yourself. What are you afraid of? But, you know, it's your world. You can do what you want to do. It's your thing. Nope, don't do it. Celestial moment. It's not going to happen today. We're not going to have celestial moment. So all together now, aww, no celestial moment. Okay, is it going to be back tomorrow? I don't know. We'll see. Let's stay in the moment. Yes, you think I'm crazy. Spend the day in my head, you'll lose your mind. Okay, it's almost time to bring on Joanne. Let's see, what else do I need to do? Let me check messages and all the stuff that I need to check. All right. Oh, great. Cool. Me too. What's going on, peeps? How's everybody doing? It's me, Jewel. It's me. You remember me? Carrie, I'm here, right here. Kimberly's in the house. Joyful Tamara. Joyful Tamara Joy. The wildflower is just blowing in the wind. Welcome, welcome. Linda Duffy, you came just in time. We have Saggy, she's the current number one listener right now. We have Blonde Belay, or Bell, I don't know. Silent listeners, this guy says guest. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. Those of you on the phone line, Glowing Gooch, it is so nice to see you, my friend. Sending you lots of love. Holding you and hugging you, knowing all is truly well in your world. I think I'm good. No, I am good no matter what, even if I make a mistake, because that's all it is, a mistake. Action, take two. Ricky Byers-Beckwith, I thank you. That was the song we started the show with. Yeah. And her website address is weletitbe.com. Did I say that before? I don't know. Now is all that matters. Weletitbe.com. Weletitbe. Can you stop it? Weletitbe.com. That's where you can find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can also find her at agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Find out about all the great things they're doing in Agape. Ricky Byers Beckwith is the wonderful companion of Michael Bernard Beckwith, and together they are creating an amazing world. They're helping us recognize, remember that we are love, unconditional love, love without conditions. Okay. I'm full of myself, now I've overflowed, and everybody's just catching a glimpse of me. What you do with it is on you, but I am feeling good. Now I want to bring on my sister, my friend, and I want to tell you a little bit about her, because she's the bomb. She'll be traveling between worlds and making it look easy. Who am I talking about? I don't need to tell you. You know, it's Joan Gerber. It's nice to see her. All right, just trying to pull some things together here and multitasking here and there. Let's all just take a breath. Let's just breathe in and breathe out. Yeah, some of you are not doing it because you just don't like to be told what to do. Yeah, you. Come on, just breathe. It's for your own good. Or we may be trying to find out what's happening to you on the other side if you hold your breath. I'm like, wait, what happened? 1 minute I was listening to a show, now I'm seeing a bright light. Ooh, this host is amazing. With a different kind of host. Take a breath. Breathe it in and breathe out. Breathe in the God, breathe in the good, breathe in the goddess, and breathe it all out. It's all one. Okay, I think I'm ready now. I need another instrumental, some kind of music I can play in the background. My spirit is calling for it. And I don't want to play anything that's got vocals. So I can't remember what I have, but I know this. What are you doing? Bring Joanne on. This is my show, okay? Relax. This is a live show. It's not edited. Reality radio. Where is it? I want something in the background. I want to feel sort of mellow and grounded and connected to the one love, the one consciousness. All right, let's go with the fruit. It has a way of activating the heart chakra. Yeah, feel that. You're not feeling that, I don't know what to tell you. You're on your own. You're on your own, but you're never alone. Here we go. Let's do this. Oh, actually, I've got to do two things. Joanne Gerber is a profoundly gifted, internationally recognized psychic medium from Boston, Massachusetts, who is known for her natural ability to bring true evidential messages from those in the spiritual world. That's important. That's very important. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing, is Reiki certified, and is certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And holds a certificate of achievement signifying outstanding performance of mediumistic ability. I can say that easily. Joanne is a member of the International Association of Counselors and Therapists and the American Board of Hypnotherapy. This is my favorite part. I love all the others, but this is the part. This is the heart that's speaking here. Joanne radiates truth and integrity in all of her work as a medium and spiritual teacher, and is sincerely devoted to her work with spirit. Joanne's intention is to help others on their spiritual journey through spiritual education and enlightenment. That's important. That's important, especially now. So much is going on. people losing their minds. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's just like, oh, Lord, another opportunity to grow. Because that's all it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, that's right, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest. She's really not a guest. She's our in-house psychic medium, our sister, our friend, our self, psychic medium, Joanne Gerber. Hello, Joanne. How are you doing?
Hi, Annie. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. I'm so glad you're here.
Quite the audience today. I can hear everybody clapping.
They're excited. I don't know why, but I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand why people have so much excitement. It's just not on a Monday. Come on. Relax, people. Calm down. Just calm down. It's just me and Joanne. Come on now. Oh, you've been busy, haven't you? You've been working through the weekend and just keep moving.
I hope you're going to find time
to just love you and be with you.
Oh, I need to do that. Absolutely. I take every moment I can in between everything else.
I understand. People are waiting patiently. Today we want to dispel the myths of death.
Uh-huh.
You know, we dish it out as a punishment. So when someone commit a crime, we give them the death penalty. We're like, that's right, that's what they deserve, because we see death as a punishment. But let me slow down. Let me just bring it down. Let me just slow down. I want to ask you this question, because all the listeners have asked me. You got to ask her that question if you don't ask her anything else. So they said, we know you're going to read the bio. We know, blah, blah, blah. You got to ask this question. So the question is, Joanne Gerber, who are you? Who is Joanne Gerber?
Joanne Gerber is a psychic medium and spiritual teacher, and I work as an evidential medium to help bring closure and healing to those who have lost loved ones. I work as a psychic to help bring guidance to those who are in need of guidance in their life. And that is Joanne Gerber. And I teach people to embrace their own divinity within themselves, to make their connections with loved ones and their guides and angels, that everybody has the ability to do so. And I work in full intention to help enlighten people and bring that out in everyone who I connect with.
What a blessing, what a gift. What a gift. And the importance of using our gifts. This month, our theme is the gifts of gratitude. And what we get to feel when we share our gifts, other people get to experience the gift, and they're grateful. And then we're grateful that they're grateful for our gift. So the gifts of gratitude keeps giving. So thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for bringing peace to others and helping people tap into their divinity. So before I start throwing questions at you, because I know you can handle it, pow, 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 pow. This is what I want to ask for. This is another question I want to ask you. I don't know how I feel like this. All I've had is oatmeal and water, and I feel like I'm high. I'm not usually like this if you're a new listener. I'm usually calm, and sometimes people even say I'm boring. They say I can just put people to sleep. Right.
I don't think so. I haven't experienced that with you, Addie. I think that you're very enlightening, and you put out such a wonderful energy with your program, you and Celeste. And I just feel always so honored to be here and be a guest on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Now, so before I start throwing questions that I have about death and what, you know, to bring understanding and dispel the myth of death, I want to ask you, there are people who are holding on the phone so we can just get their information. What do you need from people who want reading? We're going to do some readings. I guess we'll mix it with the other questions. What would you need from them?
Just, you know, I do both psychic and mediumistic readings. So mediumistic would be connecting with loved ones passed on. Psychic would be connecting to their energy for questions about their life. So I just need to know what their question or inquiry is all about. And that's all. Okay. I just need to hear their voice and go from there.
Good. You just need to hear their voice. They don't have to tell us, well, back when I was 6 years old, this happened. And then we don't need the whole story. want to do the whole story.
Well, if they have questions, they can, you know, or some sort of situation they want to, they want some advice on or guidance on, I can certainly, you know, help them with that.
Sounds good. All right, so let's talk about death. Let's dispel the myth. We're afraid of it. Sometimes we know, can't run from it. So I'm just going to start with this first question. What is death? How do you define death?
Well, I see death as a transition. I see death as a natural process of transformation of the spirit, which in which the spirit is contained in our physical body, in which our physical body is the vessel or the vehicle for our spirit on this material plane, on the earth plane. So I see death as being just another part of the life transition. It's not an end of life. And, you know, working as a medium, we strive to prove that life goes on, that life is, in fact, continuous, that we do survive change that we call death. So I see it as a change or a transition. I don't see it as an end, which most people view that that's it. Someone dies and that's it. And I don't experience death like that. Obviously, as working as a medium, I've had, you know, over the past, over 12 years that I've been doing this, I've had so many validations that it's undeniable that life just ends, that in fact the truth is life is infinite and it's continuous, and that the spirit continues to survive after the change called death.
There you go. You know, that's question number two. We're going to get through this real quick because I was going to ask you. People say it's the end, and if it is the end, you knock that out. Okay, next. Oh, my God, I need more questions. Anybody? Okay, so here's the next question. What happens when we take the last breath on this earth plane?
Well, from what I've experienced, and this is how I can speak from is my own personal experience, is that when someone is going through the change called death, that their last breath, so to speak, that the spirit actually leaves the body, leaves the physical vessel behind, and is greeted and met by guides and angels and other loved ones on the other side. So there's always an angel that will come and assist those through the transition. And in most cases, when people have loved ones that are passed that preceded them in their passing, they will often be there and validate that they're there to help that person make the transition. So it's like going back home again. That's what it is. It's, you know, we come from the source, which is all energy. We our energy is transported and maintained and sustained on this earth plane through however many years, however many experiences and lessons that we need to learn until that time comes where the spirit is ready to leave the vehicle and progress onward and do other things in the spiritual world beyond anything beyond the physical dimension.
So these spirit guides, are they specially chosen, appointed to meet people individually, or how do they know who's coming through? How does the selection happen?
Well, I do believe that, you know, it's a combination of things, the way I see things. I believe in that some things are predestined, that you know, as we go through this lifetime, before we've come into this lifetime, we've actually chosen through our karmic agenda, meaning what we've completed or not completed in the past life, what we need to do in this lifetime, what we need to experience for our own spiritual growth. And of course, that's the main purpose in life, is the spiritual part, which is often a part that some people don't even awaken to in a lifetime. It may take them several lifetimes before they actually become conscious. So, you know, that's what we work with.
So are we always guaranteed to meet our loved ones? Or it could be our loved ones, or it could be spirit guides?
I do feel that, you know, love is an energy that never dies, as you know, Adi, and you know, it just transforms. It doesn't die, but it transforms. So if you had people here that loved you and are now passed on the other side, that love is continuous. And they love you just as much as they loved you when they were here. And they watch over you just as much as they would have watched over you when you were here. So that continues on the other side. And that's such healing to know that. And, you know, like I said, in the work that I do with mediumship, it validates and relieves people's minds of any doubt or worry that their loved ones are okay and that they will meet up with their loved ones on the other side. And getting back to your other question about guides, we all have guides that are assigned to us. And depending on what we're doing at the time, that guide will come and assist us on our journey with specific tasks or things that we need to accomplish here. So we work with a multitude of guides over a lifetime. We have many angels we work with, of course, our loved ones, our masters, our teachers, all the divine beings that are in another dimension are there to assist us on our journey as well.
Now, you brought something up, which is part of the question I was going to deal with later, but I'm going to deal with it now. From doing a show, I'm not a psychic medium, but I've had a lot of conversations, different conversations with different psychic mediums. And listeners, people usually call and ask. They want to know if their loved one is okay. Now, I'm usually wondering, what does that mean? From your work, are people trying to figure out if the loved one is in the so-called heaven or so-called hell, or is it just there's something inside of us that just wants to get a validation that our loved one is alive while they're dead? You know, because I don't understand. I really don't understand when people say, I want to know if my loved one is okay.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of many things. I think that especially in the case, well, you know, there's several cases. Number one is, say, a quick passing. So someone didn't get to say goodbye to their loved one. They passed with, say, a heart attack or, you know, stroke or accident, even suicide. So there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of unresolved issues sometimes, you know, of that really is connected to us. It's really all about us because, you know, we're wondering is, you know, do they know I love them? Do they know I tried to save them? Do they know, you know, that I'm okay with what I'm doing? They're concerned if their loved ones are okay because, you know, it's almost as if somebody just built the door and is never coming back. And, you know, if that happened, you'd be concerned whether it be somebody here on the physical or the passing of a loved one. It's not knowing what happened, where did they go? Were they mad at me before they passed? There's all these, sometimes many people have unresolved issues that they need to have that validation for the closure and the healing process to take place. And, you know, I've never, in all the years I've been doing readings, I've never connected with anybody on the other side that has said, I hate it here and I need to come back. It's always been, you know, it's peaceful here. I'm okay. I'm with this one. I'm with that one. I'm doing this. I'm continuing on with my life here. Or I realize, you know, I should have done things differently. I could have been a nicer person or more compassionate. There's a whole vision, I want to say a new vision. They don't transform in the sense that they travel to the other side and then earn wings and fly around like angels because, you know, it just doesn't happen. It's not like that. You know, it's like here on the earth plane. We spent all these years learning and growing and learning and growing, and it's the same thing on the other side. And, you know, the process is continual from here to there. The only thing they may have is that they regret, like in suicides, I get a lot of, I regret what I did. I wish, you know, I didn't do what I did. I wasn't thinking straight, or I was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And sometimes a lot of remorse and regret. You know, sometimes they come through, even apologize to people of how they treated them. And, you know, that is peace of mind. Or just getting the facts, getting the evidence from the communication with the other side, it relieves doubt in their mind, you know. And it also dispels the myth and the beliefs about heaven and hell. You know, did my grandfather...
You would say that because I'm writing it down.
I'm writing that. I'm going to come back to that. I'm writing it down and you're saying it. Ooh, get out my head.
I have to tell you something. It's a secret. I'm psychic.
Okay. All right. We won't tell anybody, just between you and I, okay?
Don't
I promise
I'll
tell anybody. I won't.
I might be picking up on you, what you're doing. It's quite possible.
Well, wait a minute. I'm
going to
take a break and put some clothes on.
I know you're wearing clothes. I know that. I can see that you have clothes on. So
good
don't
Lord.
Worry about that.
That's right. You got to dispel the myth of death. Just keep it light. So let's talk about this heaven and hell, because you're talking about that. Because, you know, there's some people who say they don't believe in it, but there's sometimes they still have this quiet thought of they want to do, they got to do the right thing so they don't get in trouble when they die. So let's talk a little bit more about that heaven and hell, even those of us in a spiritual birth, not just religious folks, those of us on a spiritual path and things.
Uh-huh.
We still have that fear that we're going to be put somewhere and we're going to be part of a barbecue party for the rest of our lives. Can you tell us what's really
about? I'll tell you something in relation to that, what you just said, your comment about the barbecue. I have never seen anybody or anything from the other side that is like somebody walking around with a pitchfork with horns on their head. It just doesn't happen. You know, I've never, ever, ever, and I've probably done, I don't know how many, hundreds of thousands of readings over the past, 12 years. And, you know, if that was the truth, then I would have already have been able to experience or observe that from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that I don't feel heaven and hell is purely symbolic. There is no down below and above as far as where we go. Even though we may look up in the sky to talk to our loved ones, because that's the way our brains have been conditioned through religion, and most religions believe that heaven is above and hell is below. And but it's actually one place. It's one place. It's almost like one city with different towns and different neighborhoods and different structural classes. So, you know, I tell people, like, you know, Ted Bundy is not going to be sharing a room with your grandmother on the other side. You know, unless she was like him, you know, or, you know, it just doesn't happen, you know. So we are divided into where we need to go. I feel there's a placement. Okay, you've come to the other side. Let's move you and get you into where you're supposed to be within your neighborhood or in the house with your family. And there's like a class system, you know, of what have you accomplished? What have you done spiritually in your life? How far have you grown? How you know, your own vibrational energy will determine where your placement is on the other side. So people don't have to fear they're going to be with crazy or murderous murderers, unless, you know, they're of that kind, because, again, the laws of nature designate that like attracts like, and it doesn't change on the spiritual level. So
you'll be
with people who are like your vibration. And that's why it's so important that we do the right thing in life, that we do the right action, say the right things, and even think the right things, because we know that thoughts are energy as well. So all that information about us that's in our electromagnetic field, our aura, is communicated to the universe and stored in the universe, whether it be in the electromagnetic fields, the morphogenetic field, or, you know, in the Akashic records. So ethereal, there is a lot of information out there, and that all gets kind of sorted out and put together when that time of passing comes, that okay, this is what we've done. This is where we're going. But this is where we're going with maybe our next lifetime, or what do we need to learn before we reincarnate? Now I'm talking purely from my own experience. Other people may experience things in a different way. I can only speak about my own experiences.
Right.
So I develop my own philosophy about death and about the other side through what I have experienced or not experienced.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're on this show, because what you feel, what you believe works for me, because we get to choose. And, you know, I really do understand and I in alignment with you about the whole thing about our consciousness determines the next levels. It's kind of like the school system on this planet. You know, you don't move on to the next stage. Well, some places. But whatever, you need to learn different things by moving on to the next stage. When you pass one level, you move on to the next. You can't just say, I'm going to go do my master's if you haven't done the requirement to get there. And
exactly. You got to get your bachelor's before you get your master's. You know, it's like the same thing. The same thing on the other side. It's applicable on the other side as it is here, you know, and practical as it is here, because it's the same thing. When you're moving forward with your life, you're moving energy forward with you. So everything around you is changing and transforming as you're moving. When you're not moving forward with your life, then things are going to be very stagnant and not going to change. And most likely, you know, you're going to reach a point where you're going to have to make a change somewhere to activate the energy to move forward. And some people just get stuck, but it doesn't mean they're stuck forever. They can still move forward, and as they do progress on this plane, they will progress on the higher levels of the spiritual side of life as well.
Let's talk about the getting stuck, because there are people who believe when someone commits suicide, they're going to be stuck between lives. They're not going to be, they won't be all the way in the spirit realm, and they're clearly not in their physical realm. What happens to spirit souls that commit suicide?
Well, you know, personally, I don't believe that people get stuck in between worlds. I've heard from, you know, clients that psychics and mediums have said, well, your person is stuck, so I can't talk to them. That's never happened. I've never got a feeling that somebody was stuck, like there's some place in between. Yes, there is that transitional path from the physical change that we call death, that transition to the other side where we're pure energy again. But there's no sticking in between something. I don't feel that people get like hit a wall and say, I can't get over to the other side. Help me. I just have never, I've never ever experienced it. So I can't say that that's what happens. Right. I know there's a lot out there that says that, yes, you know, there's people that help people make the transition to the other side because they're stuck or they can't communicate with their loved ones because they're stuck. And that, it just doesn't make sense to me. Until I experience that place, excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, until I experience that place through my work, I can't believe that that's actually true. I do believe that there is residual energy, which is why people may experience, you know, things happening like the haunted inns and things like that from energy that took place there from the people that left their energetic imprint, so to speak. But I don't feel that they're actually there. I do feel that loved ones can go from their dimension into our third dimensional world in and out. That's why I say there's no above and below. They're really all around us, right beside us.
Right, right. So there's no, there isn't like a spiritual waffle house or a guest to say, I'm trying to get to the spirit realm. Can you tell me if I'm going the right direction?
No spiritual waffle house, no spiritual pancake house, any of that. Nope. And actually, they don't need food because they're all energy.
I know, right? It's like, woo, I need some breath.
Atoms
are filling me up.
No, well, that's what they add. If you're energy, you have the molecules.
Okay.
But no, I've actually never experienced that. I think, you know, they're traveling back to the source of energy where we came from. You know, we come and we go. We come. Our body is a vehicle. If you think of the body as the vehicle that we're that inside of, we're body, mind, spirit. So when we pass on, make that transition to the spirit side of life, where we're taking all of our self with us except for our physical body. So when a medium communicates to the other side, they bring through that evidential information to prove that life is continuous, that, you know, that Uncle Charlie, who was, you know, such a riot and so funny, you know, at Christmas time and pouring everybody drinks and hugging and kissing everybody and loved to be around family, that you better believe he's going to come through with a strong energy. He's not going to be quiet. And, you know, so he's taking his energy that he had here and he's bringing it with him within his survival of consciousness, within his energy, that we can communicate with that energy and bring that validation through. That's why evidential mediumship is so important. You know, the facts that come through that a medium works so hard to develop themselves and works so very hard at, you know, what they do to achieve that potential that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that every reading will be super evidential with all evidence, but, you know, this has to be some context of evidence to prove that we have survived the change that we call death.
I want to go back to that thing about the concept about life being consciousness, and, you know, we take our consciousness with us, and that would, for lack of a better word, decide which part of realm vibrational space we're going to be when we make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have someone in the chat room, Wildflower Wind, said, I hate the earth life. I can't wait to go to the other side. Now, if someone has that kind of energy, if they're vibrating that kind of energy, what does the transition process kind of correct that, or would they energetically still feel out of place in the spiritual realm?
Well, somebody that doesn't like their life here, that's what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
that wants to be
yeah.
on the other
mm-hmm.
side, I think they need to work that out here. And most likely
mm-hmm.
It's because somebody's suffering from depression, or, you know, they might have lost a loved one. They feel they can't go on with their life without their life partner, whoever it was, their child that they love so much that they just want to be with them. But that's
mm-hmm.
not the way it's supposed to be. If that
right.
was the case, they wouldn't be here. We have
mm-hmm.
to live this life, and life is truly a blessing. It's a gift, and we need to be grateful for it, because we don't know if we're going to have that opportunity again, or have the opportunities or the potentials that we've encountered in this lifetime, that we have to make the most
right.
of it. We have to make the corrections. You know, if life is not good, then we need to, you know, get some therapy or get some help, and, you know, with either like a therapist, a life coach, a psychic, someone, or maybe all the
yes.
above, somebody that can help them to sort out, you know, their reasons for not wanting to be here, because there's so many more reasons to want to be here. And there
yes.
are those loved ones on the other side that would love to be here with their loved ones. So we have to
mm-hmm.
acknowledge that and be grateful for the blessing of life, that every single day that we wake up and can open our eyes and breathe, that we have to be grateful for that, because there's so many who can't, and there's so many who are going through suffering
mm-hmm.
physically, you know, with diseases
yeah.
and injuries. And, you know, even though we all have our issues or our problems, there's always somebody that's more worse off than
mm-hmm.
we are, and we have to be grateful
mm-hmm.
for that.
Yes, indeed.
And it maybe
yes,
it's just
indeed.
A conscious understanding of an enlightenment of, you know, really that, you know, I should be grateful that I'm here, not wanting to leave
mm-hmm.
this world, that, you know, it took a lot to get us here and get us into this thing called life, you know, this journey
mm-hmm.
called life. It took a lot of pre-planning on the other side or from the source where we came from. And we're
yes.
here for a reason. We need to acknowledge that and be conscious of that.
Indeed. Indeed. Wildflower Wind, I hope you took that in. And I understand if you've seen too many judgment, as I'm sensing as she said, too many judgments and ego on earth, not enough love. If you're sensing that, more importantly, get help and recognize that what you need help with. And if it's coming from the external world, I say, well, you be the love, you be the peace. But it's important to
exactly.
get in touch with
yeah.
yourself. Because
well, then,
until
yeah.
you see it, you're not going to see it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. If that's the case, if that's the reason, then I would be getting involved on a more spiritual level in life with things to help people understand love, understand compassion, and not just say, well, there's not enough, I got to go because I just can't stand it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to accept what is, accepting what is, and we can only change what we are in control of. We can't change other people or other situations, but we can help to influence that. We can help to put out that positive energy on a mass consciousness level to help change the world.
Yes, indeed. And Wildflower Wind, I don't know what you disagree with, but you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Even better, make sure you put your area code in the chat room so we can identify you. We're going to take a break. But before I do that, a couple of things. I want to ask one question and then some others when I come back. And yes, Carrie, you're right. I'm going to grab myself a beer right now and remember that, yes, the listeners, yeah, listeners, they're going to answer some of the questions. It's true, but I'll tell you from experience, for most, and even if I'm calling a psychic medium, I want to know about me. But there are questions that we all need to understand, and the format of the show is to empower us all. If we can't reach Joanne Gerber, and we're going through our own process, to have the information that can get us through. So, yeah, we're going to get to as many people as we can, but we also set the intention to educate those who don't call in, can't call in, just to educate ourselves and be enlightened and know that we are the love we're looking for. We're not disconnected. Now, before I take the break, should I leave this to later? Yeah, I'll leave that to later. It's yummy enough to leave it to later. And the question is, this whole idea of death as a punishment. Don't answer it yet. I want you to share your thoughts on that, because we look at death as a punishment, and sometimes some people find relief, you know, when someone who's perpetrated a crime given the death punishment. Now, for me, I'm talking about when we look at, I'm looking at the process, not even saying what is right or wrong, but is it really a punishment in spirit realm? But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And Josh, come on, grab a beer and join us. Yes, if you're just joining us, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. That's how you can find us. Just type into your browser, lifeconversationsradio.com, and everything else is right there in front of you. When we come back, I'm going to ask Joanne a question about death as a punishment. Is it really? Is it painful? What? And then we're going to take some questions from the callers. The number is 347-426-3346. Right here on Life Conversations Radio, what we stand for is to supporting you in doing just this.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, everyone. This is Monique Ruffin. I am the author of Open Your American Heart, From Personal Responsibility to Collective Accountability. And this upcoming Tuesday, November 6th, is the day that we elect the next president of the United States. And guess what? We need your vote. We need you to participate. Our children need you to participate. Everything is hinging on your vote. So if you haven't voted already, like millions of Americans already have, cast it an early vote. If you've not already done that, it is time that you get yourself up on November 6th and get into those booths and vote. Vote your heart. Vote your consciousness. Vote your belief system. Vote for the best person that you know will serve this nation for our future and for us to be the best America that we can be. But when you vote, you have to understand that you matter. You matter as much as the president. You matter as much as the Secretary of State. Your vote matters more now than any time in the past, because this election alone will decide our future. It is the most critical election of our time. Not only is it critical because of policies that will follow, several Supreme Court justices will be appointed, it also matters because we are more spiritually awake and more open-hearted and conscious as a nation than we have ever been before. I know it looks like we're more divided than we ever have been before, but chaos also always is included with spiritual evolution. So go out and participate and give your energy and your heart, and know that what you do will matter for all of us, because we are all connected. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the voting booth on November 6th.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up fast. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, my friend Jack Armstrong. Yes, we are back. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. 347-426-3346. Lots of conversation going on in the chat room that I can't catch up with and I won't even try because I got to stay focused. I can multitask, but, you know, the number is 347-426-3346. Now, I'm going to ask Joanne a question about this whole thing about death as a punishment. And then we're going to take some readings and then do some more questions. So many numbers here. Let's go here. Let's scroll down. This is where you go, pump, ba da bum, pump, 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 because I'm looking for Joanne's number. That's why. There it is. I found it. Yes. Welcome back, Joanne. So let's talk about this thing about death as a punishment. And really, I bring it up because if people find peace through the person who perpetrated a crime, so be it. But I think it can do a number on the psyche when we see, or as a society, we see death as a punishment, and then knowing that we're all going to die eventually. I think it can make us be confused about what death is. Is it being painful or challenging? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if you see, you know, the grieving process as punishment, you know, that because it's so hard for us to accept death, that's one thing. But as far as for the spirit, it is not punishment. It's more, like I said, about us here. We are grieving that person past. We're missing their physical presence. We're missing all the things that we did and loved about that person because they're not physically here anymore. So our minds are you know, our conscious minds are trained to believe that if it's not here, you can't see it, you can't believe it. And there's also the hysteria about fear of the unknown, of not knowing where people go when they die, them thinking it and perceiving it as an end of life. But it's not. It's the perception of it and seeing it as a transition. You know, I don't see it as a punishment. I don't see death as a punishment. Death can actually be a blessing, especially for those who have suffered with illness like cancer, where they're depleting and deteriorating over time and they just want to be out of their physical body. And many times, Addie, a spirit will come through and say, thank God I'm not in that physical body anymore, that, oh, my God, it was so painful. Everything hurt me. Everything ached me. I'm free. I can dance again. I can run again. I can, you know, play golf again. Not to say that there's all that on the other side, but symbolically they're communicating that energy to us through the process of spirit communication.
So the process of death is not painful then. It's not a painful process.
No, I've never heard a spirit say, oh, it was so painful getting to the other side. Never, no. I've never had a loved one come through and say, you know, I hate it here. Only, you know, they may have regrets about what they've done here or how they left situations with their family or loved ones here. But no. I don't see it as a punishment, no.
Those people who
view it as an end of life may see it like that, but when you can have a different perspective of it all, a different perception, it changes everything.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine somebody on the other end saying, I hate it here. What's your option? Coming back to Earth?
right. Yeah, well, they don't have that until, well, the next incarnation, but that's a whole nother...
Another show, right?
Yeah, another show, exactly.
Okay. Let's go to Mackenzie. Yeah, she's like, yes, they picked me. I can feel it. Hey, Mackenzie from Rhode Island. How are you doing, Mackenzie?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. What's your question?
Well, my father passed away about 5 years ago, and ever since he's been gone, I have a sister who has been very close to me, but I used to be very close with my brother, and he's not in a very great place. And I was wondering if I could find any guidance on what to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From guidance as far as psychic, I mean, as far as, are you talking about communicating with the other side?
Well, I'd love to hear what my father would say.
Because I did feel, before you even said Father McKenzie, I did feel a gentleman around you. And as I connect with his energy, I don't feel he was that old when he passed. Was he just in his late 50s or early 60s?
54.
Yeah, because I don't feel he was that old when he passed. And as I connect with his energy, he tells me he's very sick. It's almost like I feel like he got very ill towards the end of his life. You understand that?
Yeah.
And I'm feeling, did he have heart problems or something in his lungs before he passed?
His liver and kidneys shut down. He had congestive heart problems.
Congested heart. Yeah, thank you. Because I'm sorry about your dad, but I'm feeling a lot of heaviness in my chest as I'm connecting with his energy. He was also a very strong and sturdy man when he was here on the earth plane. He liked to have fun. He was very much down to earth. I feel like he had a very close family. And there might have been some situations or a situation between your father and your brother before he passed. I felt like your brother felt either that, you know, that either guilty about your dad's passing, or was there some sort of distance or argumentation before he passed?
I'm sure that my brother was resentful because he saw how it was happening.
Okay, because I feel your dad is very much concerned about him. And right now he's very unfocused in his life. He doesn't know which direction to go in. I feel like the wandering soul. Do you understand that with him?
Yeah.
It's almost like other people are influencing him. We understand the influence of other people that are keeping him from moving forward.
I don't know if it's people or if it's himself.
Yeah. There's also his environment. I feel he's not putting himself in the best environment, whatever he's doing with his life. It feels like a lot of, like, kind of more negative energy than positive for what he's doing and the people that he's around. But I feel like... what's that?
I said he's around the most negative people.
Yeah, and there's an influence there. And I feel like he's got to get away from those people. He's got to break away to find himself. Eventually he will. I don't feel any harm coming to him or anything. I just kind of feel like he's in this kind of funky energy right now that he feels very stuck. He feels like he has a lot of, I want to say he doesn't have very high self-esteem about himself right now. He's feeling kind of like he can't do anything or he's never going to be anything in his life. Do you understand that as I connect to that energy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know that Dad is very concerned about him. And if Dad was here, he probably would have set him straight because that's the way your father was.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what are you wasting time for? Just go and do this. Just go and do that. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I do feel he's definitely watching over all of you from spirit, but he's especially concerned. Is this a younger brother?
He's my little brother, yeah. He's only four years older, younger than me. But
yeah, because I felt, I'm going to say younger than you, like you have to be like the big sister to him, or you're taking over like a motherly role to him and trying to help him, but he doesn't always listen to you, so he's got to find this for himself. And it can be very frustrating, but you can only give what you can give. And you know, you're putting it out there with good intention. It's a matter of whether he's willing to accept that from you. And when he's ready to accept the advice and the concern that's around him here on the physical, besides his dad being around him from the spirit side of life, then that's when he'll be able to move forward.
Okay.
But I don't feel anything, like, really negative coming out of that. I feel like a temporary, it's almost like he's on the tarmac waiting to take off, like a plane. That's what I got an image of, like a plane just waiting for the okay to take off. And it may be a while. He may be stuck on that tarmac for a bit. So just be patient with him. Do what you can do for him. It feels like other family members are trying to interact, but he's doesn't seem like he seems very resistant or stubborn to their help, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, very much.
What's his first name?
Austin.
Austin, yeah. And, you know, I just really feel a state of confusion right now. Did he like leave school or need to go back and finish school?
You know, he never went to college or anything. He was just always working. Yeah. He worked for my dad.
Okay, because I feel something with school. So there may be a time coming up soon where I feel he may decide to get some sort of degree or certification.
That's great. I hope so.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's too soon after the passing that he's still grieving through it and having difficulty moving forward. And, again, the influence of his environment is more negative than is positive, so he may need a break away from that to make the changes happen.
Okay. Can you tell me at all if my dad sees my kids?
I do feel your dad is around you. He would have loved children.
Was there one born
after he passed?
I have two, and they were both. He never met them.
Yeah, because that's what he's just saying. I never met him. Is there a boy?
I have two boys.
Yeah, because he's saying I never met him. So are they very close in age?
They're 2.5 years apart.
Okay, because Dad is definitely acknowledging them from the other side, and I feel like he really loves children, and your children may even say to you that they see a man or that they see him, even though they didn't know him. You may want to take some time and do some photographs and show them to your children and just, you know, see if they recognize your dad.
I show my son Mason all the time, and he talks about Grampy all the time.
Yes, yes. And that's, you know, that's what your dad is telling me, that he knows them from the other side. So, and he would have wanted to be here fully in your life and around your children as much as he could if he could have been here for that. But he is from spirit, and he is surrounding them with a lot of love and protection. He's very protective about his family, your dad. He was very
yeah.
much someone to always protect his children, almost to a point of being overprotective. You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And so he loves you very, very much. Are you the youngest girl?
I'm the oldest girl.
Okay. Because I also need to talk about another girl. You have another sister that's here?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I feel like I need to connect to the youngest girl, too. And Dad was a type that was fair with everybody. When you know, when someone says they want to connect with the younger sister or the older sister, it's like they want to connect with everybody. They're not leaving anybody out of the picture. But your sister
sure
doesn't believe in this as much as you do. What's
no,
that?
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's what he's just told me. She doesn't believe in this as much as she does, as much as Mackenzie does. So I do feel that he's aware of what's going on. Let me just see what he's saying with this. Did somebody just have a birthday in October?
My son.
Yeah, because he's and you had a party for him because he's talking about being around the party.
Yeah.
So know that he's around. He had a good time at the party. He liked the cake the best. He loves his cake.
He likes sweets.
He does, and he loves the ice cream. He's talking about the ice cream on the cake. So he would have liked ice cream with his cake.
Wow.
And, you know, he's there. He was, you know, our loved ones will come in like during the holidays or birthdays and special events like graduations and weddings and, you know, to let you know that they're not missing that from the other side. Your dad was a very strong energy when he was here. He had a lot of friends who was very well loved.
Everybody
and
he's telling me
he had to see everybody before he went, so he shows me everybody coming to see him before he passed.
Yeah, we had a service for him. And I felt him around for a long time after he passed.
Mm-hmm. And generally that's most people feel the presence of their loved ones passed right after passing for at least, you know, a few weeks or even a few months, and then that may go away, but doesn't mean that they're gone, okay? It's more intense right after passing. And, you know that he is still with you, and he knows that you talk to him, and he loves you very much.
Thank you so
did
much.
Can I just ask you, Mackenzie, there's something, you showing me a license plate. Did he have like a vanity plate or does somebody have his license plate?
We had number plates on our car, both him and I. And he had him on a Jaguar that I had to sell because I didn't know what else to do with it, but it was on his car.
Okay. So it was like was it a special plate or a special number or something? Because I feel like he showed me the back of a car. He showed me a license plate.
Well, he used to have a license plate, and it said Marty 1. And my mom gave it to my sister, and maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. There's something with – so your sister has his vanity plate then.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what he's acknowledging. So he's giving evidential information to acknowledge that he knows about the license plate. And this was after he passed, yes?
Yeah.
So he's bringing through that acknowledgement. And would you let your sister know that he's mentioned that?
I will.
I feel like your sister also needs, and you know your dad is around, and it's always good to get that extra, you know, reassurance and confirmation and validation. However, I do feel that he also wants to bring that through for your sister as well, and your mom.
Oh my God, my mom. My mom remarried. I don't even know how he feels about that.
Your mom what?
She remarried.
Yeah. Well, you know, our loved ones on the other side, that happens quite frequently, and they want their loved ones here to be happy. They know they have to move forward. Your mom was very lonely after your dad passed. And I do feel, even though they had their ins and outs and agreed to disagree at times, that they loved each other very much. I feel like they were with each other for a long time. Is there also a connection with Florida?
Aruba, probably.
Aruba, because I'm seeing like an island, the beach type of scene here, something with your dad loving the beach.
Oh, he loves the beach.
Okay,
Aruba.
So that's also, he shows me from the other side like he's laying on the beach in the sun. I feel like he was a real sun worshiper or liked to be on boats.
Well, he liked the sun.
Yeah. So he's saying, you know, where I am now is just like that place that I used to love to go here where I was laying in the sun and I'm relaxing. I'm hearing like steel drum music playing in the background. So I feel like he liked his music or he liked his reggae. Do you understand that?
He likes music.
Yeah. And he enjoyed that. I feel he enjoyed that. There's something about his bracelet, too. He shows me a bracelet like somebody has his bracelet.
I have the bracelet that he gave to my mom when they first started dating, and it's like my good luck charm.
Yes, and he's aware that you have the bracelet, so I need to acknowledge that. So when you look at the bracelet or when you put it on or whatever you're doing with it, know that Dad is there with you. When you think about your loved one's past, Mackenzie, they're also thinking about you, and that's the way they're connecting in with you. So I leave you with his love and blessings. And as far as your brother's concerned, I know it's just a matter of time. Things will work out for you, and things will be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
You're
Mackenzie.
Welcome.
It was nice talking to you. Be well.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, Joanne, you're doing amazing work. And that's not even the right way. There's so much more than that. Did you feel the love? I did. Let's go to Donna from California. She wants to know about a marriage or something about partnership or marriage. Donna, are you there?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Joanne.
Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth? Can you get closer to the phone somehow?
Okay, can you hear me now? I have my
much
ear to my
better.
Phone.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, that's much better.
First time calling. I love your show. It's a lot of fun, and you and the woman that answered my call are very nice.
Thank you. That's amazing.
They sure
Thank
are.
What's your question?
I want to know, Joanne, if I've never been married, and I wanted to know, I don't have any kids. I'm in a town. I'm all by myself, and I wanted to know if I was going to meet someone because I'd like to share my life with someone, you know, someone that's fun and, you know, have a companion, have a little more purpose to my life.
Right.
I
Can
like
you just
doing
your
it
first
for other
name
people.
Again? I'm sorry. I didn't hear your first
name. Oh, sure. My name's Donna.
Donna. Okay, Donna. Let me just tune into your energy here. You're going to be involved. Do you work in the medical field at all?
Well, I was. I was helping elderly people, taking care of them.
Yeah, because I felt something with the new career or something to do with the medical field. So it may be that you're going to be, going into a career in medical, maybe different from what you've done in the past, but I feel you need to be helping people because that's what fills you up. You understand that?
Yeah.
And I feel new wherever I am. Did you just move to where you are?
No, I've been here for a while.
Okay. So I want to say there's going to be new opportunities coming for you to join groups. I see groups of people. It may be something to do with a spiritual group, like a class or a workshop, meditation, development classes, something that I feel you're going to be inspired to move forward into that will help you to expand your friendships and relationships. I feel more people coming into your life, but you first got to be a little proactive and go out there and find those places, and that's where I feel that you will meet, make relationships with other people, both male and female, that will influence your life. I do feel eventually you will have a marriage, but it may not be for another 5 or 6 years. But that doesn't mean you're not going to meet anybody before then. It means I'm seeing more of a commitment, a union of love, but it doesn't come for a little bit. I feel like you're still, wherever you moved from, it's a good energy that you moved to where you are. So there's been a life-changing energy from where you were to where you are now. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say get involved, start to do things, because I feel kind of like, you're not really involved with a lot of social activity or social life, and I really feel that's where you're going to meet people. And I feel it on very much on a spiritual level. You may be interested in, spiritual subjects or spiritual activities, and I feel this is where the relationship, the partnership comes in from that level.
Oh, nice.
Are you going on a boat or a cruise?
I was thinking about it.
Is this like a spiritual cruise?
I was thinking about going on a spiritual cruise.
Well, I think you should go.
Okay.
If you go and you have the means to do it, I think this will be a wonderful opportunity for you and your spirit.
Yeah.
Be patient. Right. Things will come in time. Explore. Life is full of beauty. Explore that.
Enjoy life.
Do you feel anything coming in from my mother? I was very, very close to her, and she passed away in 1988. But I saw her. I saw her, and I've had two dreams with her on the other side, and we're celebrating, and it's full of joy and happiness, and it was just wonderful. And
loved ones do connect you through your dreams. They're called visitations, and I'm sure she was there. She's a very gentle energy, your mom. Very light energy, very lighthearted, a very gentle soul. Somebody that would not raise her voice unless she really, really had to. You understand that with her?
Right.
I feel someone who's more on the quieter side, very gentle. She spent time either in a nursing home or hospital before she passed, because I feel there was some time. In a home, I want to say in a home, but I'm not feeling like her home. I'm feeling like it could have been like a nursing home or some sort of health care. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And it's like I feel things just slowly went on her, but she says she still has the memories. And she's telling me that she was not always there at the end mentally. So
did she
have dementia or something?
She had cancer, but it spread to her body and it went to her throat, so she couldn't talk to us.
Yeah, because she said she had troubles communicating her thoughts. I felt kind of in and out of consciousness or being very confused at the end. But she knows you were there to help her and take care of her.
Yes.
All right, Donna. Thank you. Do you have anything else to join
you? I would just say she is around you, and something about the flowers or planting flowers or her liking the flowers you brought her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so she's leaving you with that memory, And I feel that's something she remembers, being beautiful, and she's saying life is beautiful. That's coming from her, too, as well as what I just said. She's giving a validation of that, that there's so many finer things to appreciate in life. She liked to read, too, your mom. So I do want to say that she's saying that, you know, keep doing your work, and that may not work as far as your career, but your spiritual work. And she's very proud of you and loves you very, very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate all that. And
okay, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you. And before we take the next call, I want to just remind you, Joanne Gerber's website address is joannegerber.com. That's JOANNEGERBER.com. And guess what? You can go to her website. You can even play a game. You can test your own psychic abilities. You know, just kind of play around. And there's a lot of information and services. Make sure you check it out. That's JoanneGerber.com. Now, let's go to Anna from New Jersey. She wants to know about love. Is it love conversation? Is that what it is? Okay. Anna, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. What's your question,
Anna,
for Joanne?
Hi, Joanne. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise. How can I help you, Anna?
I wanted to know about Andrew. Actually, if you could connect with his father and see if he had any messages for me about Andrew.
Okay. Andrew is your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend right now. But we
okay.
do talk.
Did you know his dad?
I didn't, no.
Yeah.
But
we can't do spirit on demand. Like, you know, I want to connect to so-and-so's, you know, Andrew's father on the other side. It just doesn't work that way. It's not really how mediumship works, unfortunately. And especially where you didn't know him, it's like he would be like, well, who's this? painting, if his son wanted a reading, that would be different because then he'd say, my son, I want to talk to him. But he's probably like, I didn't know her. Who's this? Who wants to talk to me? But,
it's funny because I feel that he does talk to me.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Then you have a personal connection with him, and you might actually, I'm sure you have mediumistic ability because you didn't know him, and you're sensing him. So that's, you know, I would say that's your best form of communication is directly to him from you then, if you're feeling that energy, because unfortunately I can't request, you know, for him to come and give you advice. I can, if you have a question about your relationship, I'd be happy to connect to that on an intuitive level. To help you out, if that's helpful for you, if you have a specific question.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Well, I would love to know what you could tell me about where you would, you know, what you see happening for Andrew and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was this a connection with Andrew, is this something that goes back in time? Because I feel like either you've known him for a while or known of him for a while. You understand?
Yes. I do.
But I feel there's a commitment on his end, and I don't know whether he's, you know, just busy with his life or he has other relationship issues with other people or, you know, current relationships, but I kind of feel like his energy is very tied up right now. It seems distant and tied up. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Military.
Oh, he's in the military. Okay, so he's not around you. He's away.
Right.
Right, okay, because that's what I felt, the distance, and that he's very busy with things that right now he doesn't have time for relationship right now, or is not focusing on developing relationship right now. It's not to say that it's not going to happen, but, you know, it depends upon your patience and if you're willing to wait for that. And then, you know, again, energy changes and, you know, transitions on a consistent basis. So what I'm seeing now may not be true, you know, in 2 or 3 years when he comes out. It may be something different when he comes back home. You know, so energy can change, and you may also be interested in somebody else by that time or have other opportunities that come into your life by then. But I can say that I do feel the connection between you two. I'm not necessarily seeing like you're going to get married to him or anything like that. I don't see a marriage right now in the short term. In the short term, as far as the timeline, I do feel like, okay, stay connected to him. He's a good friend. He's a good person. He's a good soul. But I don't actually feel an involvement with him at this time. I do feel there will be others. I see two other relationships coming into your life over the next 2 to 3 years. So mm-hmm. beware of that, okay?
Okay, okay.
Thank you very much, Anna.
Well, thank
okay.
you. I appreciate it. Thank
okay,
you, Joanne.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Take good care. God bless. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Before we take the next question, Joanne, I want to ask you this. Or would you rather take the next question? I wanted to ask about near-death experience.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a break? Tell me what works for you.
Oh, no, it's fine. Do you want me to talk about that? You have a question about
near-death experience? Yeah, because the whole thing about near-death experience, what is near-death experience?
Okay. Well, near-death experience is when somebody actually has a near-death experience, which means that they experienced the transition of death, the change called death. I had a near-death experience when I was about 12 and a half, 13 years old. I had a near-death experience through a surgery that I had. And, you know, we have memories of that. We remember things very, very strongly when we experience that. And many people have different experiences, and many people have similar experiences. I think the experience is very much of a personal nature, and I believe that what people experience is also based upon their beliefs. So if they believe that, you know, they're going to be met in heaven by Jesus, a lot of times they'll say that, you know. So it is, I do feel that we have to experience that for a reason. I do feel, I'm not saying that my gift developed from my experience. I know I had the ability to communicate with the other side and my psychic ability before my near-death experience, just as a young child. It may have, in fact, enhanced what I do. I don't know because I can't actually prove that scientifically, but I do feel that I had to go through that experience because later in life I was going to become a medium and work with death, just like
right,
in past
right.
lives that I've worked with death. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you this question before we take another call, because there are people who, when they have the near-death experience, they say they were sent back, they were told it's not your time. So here's my question. Can we die too soon, or do we have control over when we die, or do we all have a specific time when we're going to die? That's a three question
well,
in
like,
one.
yeah. Well, you know, again, from my own personal experience, from what I know, I do believe that that certain things are predestined. That and there are reasons. You know, people pass, and we might not even know why. It just doesn't make sense. Like a 5-year-old that dies of leukemia, or gets hit by a car, or a young teenager that commits suicide, and people often say, well, it wasn't their time, they were doing so well in life, or
right.
you know, just going to college, or whatever it might be, and it's like, why?
Right.
Why did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is really an unknown reason, because no medium can really specifically answer that correctly,
right.
because we don't know what their karmic agenda was before they came into this lifetime. There is such thing as, I believe there is such a thing as accidents, or right time, right place, wrong time, wrong place, where people can just be in the wrong situation and even know that, oh, my God, I shouldn't be doing this because something bad's going to happen, but they don't listen, and then something happens. So,
oh,
you know,
wow.
I think that can vary. I think it's a combination of a lot of things, of predestination,
right.
of about our own free will and what we choose, if, you know, where we're going to be at what time and when and who we're going to be with and
right.
the situation. You know, like, you know, if you look at 9/11 and you think of all the people that passed away that were just going to work that day, it's like, why?
Right.
Why did that
right.
happen? You know?
Right. That amount of people as well, like all those people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and even like things like weather, like the storm recently that just, you know, killed people, and you know, tragic things happen and so quickly, and it's really hard for us to understand that.
Right.
And we have to look back and say, well, it was meant to be for whatever reason, or else it wouldn't be happening.
Indeed.
And sometimes
Indeed.
It's karma with both people, like in a relationship when one loses another, or a mother loses a child, which is, you know, one of the most tragic, that they often will I know people that have lost children that, well, when they're ready, when they're feeling more recovered from their losses, that they will go and they will form groups to help other parents that have lost children, for instance. You know?
Right.
So
right.
The experience,
indeed,
as bad as it is, may often turn out to be good in the end.
Indeed,
in helping mankind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, like I always say, we've got to trust the process of life, even if we don't understand it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's time to take another call. Joanne's number, you can find out more about her service, is joannegerber.com. Lots of information on there. Let's go to Mary calling from, I don't know where she's calling from. Hey, Mary, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
You're very welcome. Where are you
calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay. So what's your question for Joanne?
I would love to know if Joanne can connect with someone named Gerd, who passed.
Name what?
Gerd, G-E-R-D.
Like I said, it's really difficult to just give a name to a medium.
Okay,
and
well,
have
I would
to
just
make
love
the
to
connection.
Know if anybody's coming through for me then.
Mm-hmm. Was
she said, I got a backup
person?
Question. Good idea.
Yeah,
never mind, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was this person a younger person that passed?
No, she was older.
Okay, because I actually feel a small, I feel somebody coming through that was a younger male energy in the family that passed.
Not that I know.
Okay, because I'm getting an image of a younger boy that passed, maybe as a young teen or a little bit younger than a young teenager, passed very quickly.
Wow. Not off the tip of my head.
Okay. Well, remember I mentioned that, and sometimes it could be connected with your partner, too, with in-laws. But I keep getting this young man, unless he could be here early for somebody else. But
I do know that we don't know where one of my husband's nephews is, and we've always wondered, is he still alive or passed?
Okay. So he would have been young then.
Yeah.
And no one has heard from him or seen him?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, it may be him that's coming through. I do feel, you know, it's not your son, but somebody else's son that I feel like I need to tell the parents that he's okay.
That'd be wonderful. Do you get any sense of what, I mean, some identification things that might help?
Yeah,
us know?
Yeah. Well, I feel, as I see him, he had darker hair. He was on the taller side. He wasn't a short kid. I feel like somebody who just was very independent. I've seen him walking with a backpack on his back. So I feel that he'd like to go backpacking or camping or live near the woods or like nature or hiking. Somebody that wasn't afraid with challenges of the outdoors. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he ran away, and the last time we knew anything, he had been arrested, I think, for protesting in a forest with trees. So there you're very close on that.
Okay, yes, because that's what I'm seeing, him walking through a forest with a backpack on.
Wow. And
so
you get,
it's...
Just
I'm
any
sorry?
Other insight, won't ask anything specific.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was just going to ask you something specific, and I thought, no, I'm just getting so much more from you just sharing. I think I'll just be quiet and listen to you.
Yeah, see, I like to work with the spirits in a natural way and let them talk. And I feel like, you know, this... He left one day, he was gone, and I don't feel like, you know, I feel like this is the one that's passed, the one that you're referring to. Because I feel like I need to tell my parents I'm okay on the other side. He got very thin. He shows me getting very thin. He wasn't somebody who really liked to eat a lot.
No, no. You're a correct.
And, you know, I almost feel lanky about his body type. Like, very thin, not muscular, but he was a strong person because he pursued what he wanted to pursue. Interesting. Did he have knee surgery or foot surgery or ever have a problem with his leg?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because he's walking, he shows me walking with a limp. So
and
I felt like
he... Is that connected to his death at all, maybe?
It's quite possible, but, you know, he's showing me a movie in my mind of maybe leading up to before his passing. Did he get lost or they sent people out to look for him?
You know, his family is they're of the sort that they don't want to know. And I keep thinking, you know, we need to know. And so I've been stunning thing. I was looking on the internet and I was trying to track him down because I think it is important to know. So I have been searching.
His parents to know that he's okay, because even though they don't want to talk about it, they don't have the closure, and it is bothering them, especially the mother.
I think so,
too. There's some anger that comes from the father. Is the father connected with your husband or on
I never knew the boy's father. They were separated long before I met the family.
Yeah. There's some anger, I feel, resentment about what happened with the son from the father, or they might have had an argument beforehand or something. This seems like he's trying to resolve something with dad.
And that could be. I know there was quite a distance between, I mean, just a long story short, the boys were taken away from their mother for neglect, but the father is not in the picture either. So I'm sure there were some conflicts that arose out of that.
Yeah, and I think that's why he just left, because he felt that he wasn't getting that love, and he wanted to just leave and go on with his life somewhere else. But I feel like when he left, he wasn't thinking properly. He wasn't planning properly.
No.
But they don't live in Minnesota. They live in another state.
He left the state. His mother has actually passed. His father does live in a different state.
Okay, because I feel family from a different state, or he was not in Minnesota. I'm not getting that he was actually in Minnesota. He actually went to another state, or I get something with Washington, like
I was
going
to say,
Oregon or Washington.
He was up towards Washington and Oregon.
What's that?
I always felt like that's where he went.
Yeah, and that's what I'm feeling, too, so I need to validate that.
I would say that's very helpful.
Okay, so you know, you may want to look in, I'm sorry, but like obituaries from that area to find out more information about that, because I feel, you know, occasionally, once in a while, a medium will get an image of somebody that's here, a situation here, more of a psychic level, but I'm feeling him connected with the spirit side of life, that he is indeed passed.
And when you see that obituary, do you see it with his actual name, or do you think he took a different
name?
No,
I'm not saying I see the obituary.
I'm saying
you may want to check with the state of Washington or Oregon to see if anything comes up with obituaries, because you said you weren't sure. And I'm saying that what I'm experiencing from what he's showing me, I feel like he's passed.
You know, and that's even better than what I could have thought from Garrett, because I've just wanted this family to know one way or another. So you were very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary, for calling.
Thank you.
And you can have them listen to the show so they can hear it through
Girl with the Drone. That's a good thing.
You don't have to convince them.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye, Mary.
Go to Cece, and bear in mind, Joanne is not a dial a loved one kind of psychic medium. So Cece's saying she wanted to know if I can dial up to my grandmother, but I'm sure Joanne can pick up your energy. Cece, how are you doing? Real quick.
I'm good. How you doing that day? How you doing, Joanne?
Hi, Cece. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. And how can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be like a year since my grandma passed on the 20th of this month.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't go to the funeral because I feel like I was going to be a danger to myself or others. But
you said you didn't go to a funeral?
I can hardly hear her.
We can still hear you. I feel like I was going to be a danger to myself and others, so I didn't want to go.
So somebody just told me recently that they didn't show her face. But anyway, I was just wondering whether she had anything to say to me. You know what I'm saying?
This is a recent passing, like this month?
Well, she died last year, November 20th.
Oh, last year. Okay. I couldn't understand what you were saying. I'm sorry. Okay. Let me just see what's going on here with grandmother. She was very sick when she passed. Did she have sugar diabetes?
Yeah, she did.
Like, she did, yes, because I felt she had diabetes before she passed. That's what I'm feeling in her energy. She was a very sickly woman. I feel like it was really hard for her to take care of herself. Did her husband pass before her?
No, he's still alive, actually.
He's still alive. Okay, so it may be a father figure, like her dad, that's with her on the other side.
Yeah, her daddy.
she was close with her dad, and he helped her to make the transition.
Okay.
Is there also a February birthday with her or somebody in the family, February, around February 22nd?
Not right off the top of my head. I know her birthday in January. January.
Okay, it's not the 22nd, though.
No.
There's something about the 22nd, and I feel like I'm in February. So just remember I mentioned that, and just beware that date as it approaches, okay?
Okay.
There's a good energy, not negative energy, good energy. She had a hard time walking. She shows me her legs hurt.
She had a stroke.
Her legs hurt her. I feel like my legs are swollen, my calves are swollen or filled with fluid, or I'm having I might have had some heart issues. You understand?
Yes.
And, you know, there's so many children. Are there like six children here or six grandchildren here?
Oh, no, she only had three grandchildren and two daughters.
Okay, there's something about six. So let me see what she's saying here. Interesting. Would you understand her losing a child, or somebody losing a baby?
I know she didn't lose the baby, but I know my mama aborted a child.
Okay, so it may be that I'm picking up on that energy, and she's with a baby on the other side that's passed. And she loves grandbabies. That's what she says, grandbabies. She loved her grandbabies.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And she was a deaf woman who spoke her mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she didn't like something that you were doing, she'd let you know. She didn't hold back. You understand that with her?
Right.
Also, I felt she was a woman who liked to be home. She liked her house. She liked to stay home. When she was well, she liked to do a lot of cooking.
I felt she
loved to cook.
Yep.
Hello?
Hello.
See, that your phone sounds mumble. Can you get closer to the phone?
I say, yo.
Okay.
So know that she's around you. There's some sort of issue with a male in the family, or a male son or a male child is not getting along. Does that make sense?
A male child.
Yeah, there's something with the male vibration, the family, like it could be a son or a grandson, someone that is having some discrepancies with the family.
I don't know. I don't know. She had three granddaughters and two daughters. So.
Okay. Well, there's something with the male energy, and I want you to remember I mentioned that, okay? Maybe something that you'll be able to understand a little bit later. But,
okay.
She's not angry with you. I feel like there's a lot of good memories when you were younger with her. Either she used to babysit you or take care of you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Is there also a connection with New Jersey with her or with you?
Yes. Her aunt lives in New Jersey. Oh, and I.
Yeah, because she's talking about the connections with New Jersey, so I need to acknowledge that.
Yeah, she got a couple of family members there.
Yeah, so she's around also her family members in New Jersey, too. So I don't know if they're open to this, but please, you know, take that as a validation as well that your grandma's around and let them know. And keep talking to her, okay? She's there.
Okay.
She's your strength. She says she's your strength. She's got to stop beating yourself up over things.
Okay.
You're going through a time where you're feeling really down or discouraged with things, and she says, stop beating yourself up. So leave it alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay.
Release, let go, and let it be. All right, Cece, thank you so much. Appreciate
okay.
you.
Thank you for calling, Cece.
Yes, Joanne, thank you. You filled out. My cup is running over. I want to share some more. Now, speaking of sharing, I know you've been busy all week, and you're probably going to be taking a chill pill and just relaxing, but what are you up to? What do you want to share with listeners that you need them to know before we release you?
They need to know. Well, I have a new website that has been launched. Mm-hmm. It was launched on Halloween, and unfortunately, because I was in the mountains and due to the storm and everything else that happened last week, I haven't, you know, been in there to tweak it up. But if anybody wants to tune into it, they can get a preview of it. And there's also a preview of my new store called The Eclectic Soul, which is a metaphysical mm-hmm. and spiritual store that's online on my website. It's my own store, and there's some fabulous products there, spiritual, metaphysical products, great for Christmas gifts and just for everything, everyday use. Mm-hmm. And so check it out. And I'll also mm-hmm. be doing some upcoming events. So I have a lot of events for next year if they want to check out my travel schedule and check into those events. And there's going to be a lot more workshops coming up, too, for next year. So stay tuned. If they want to tune into my Spirit Chat with the Boston Globe, I do that the second Monday of every month. So the next date for that is going to be on Monday, November 12th at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. Otherwise, my message to the listeners is to embrace life. Life is a gift. And embrace the journey. The journey is indeed a gift, and let that journey be love-filled.
Indeed, indeed. Here's a gift for you. You know what you're doing. It's always nice to hear it. Carrie M. in the chat room, I think that was Mary. She said, listeners, I just checked to see what state my nephew had been arrested in. It was in Oregon, just like Joanne said. She is good. So, yes, just someone confirming who you are.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you, Joanne, and we look forward to having you back.
Eddie, anytime. I'd love to come back, and I enjoyed the show today, and all my love and blessings to you and Celeste.
Thank you. Love you, Joanne. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Yes, life is good. It's getting better. This is Sharon Marie underneath me, because you love me. Yes, yes, yes. Life is beautiful. Life is to be embraced. We're getting ready to release the show. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Know that love never dies. You are an extension of love. You're always connected. Think about them and send them good wishes. Thank them for being part of your life. Life is good. It's getting better. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for it. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Allow that love to flow in and back and forth. So be loved. Receive the love. Don't be too strong to receive the love. No, I'm okay. I got it. I don't need any help. No, let love love you. We're out of here. This is Sharon Marie. Because you love me, SharonMarie.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Flames burning, and I'm never coming.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.